questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
Yes, it's time for Ready, Steady, Learn here on 95BFM. Thanks to our friends at the University of Auckland, Waipapa Taumatarau. I'm very lucky to be joined by Ponima Megamana in the studio. Morena.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, good.
Really excited to have you in. Your research sounds fascinating. You're a doctoral candidate at the design program at the Faculty of Engineering and Design, right?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And you're looking at how interactive activities can sort of inspire young girls to see themselves as creators in technology?
Would you say that's good?
Run me through a little bit about how you came to this field of research.
So right now, like you said, I'm trying to use immersive experiences to get more girls into technology or increase girls' confidence in technology.
Yeah.
So this is actually not a new direction. So I've been working for years in the intersection of like gender and technology in Sri Lanka. So when I was growing up, I grew up in a very tech-supported household, let's say. Like, I was always encouraged to explore, and both of my parents were in tech. But then I started volunteering around age 12 with this foundation, and I was, like, working in rural areas. And I saw it was very different for other girls, and a lot of them were told that technology is not for them. And as I grew up and I looked more into it, I saw this is, like, a global problem because existing gender norms and lack of early experiences really keep girls behind in tech. In New Zealand, in Sri Lanka, all over the world. And as a result, we have less women in tech. So around 2018, I started this program called Next Gen Girls in Technology in Sri Lanka, where we started an extracurricular program in rural areas where we gave hands-on experiences in technology, teaching them programming, IoT, and really get them into technology. So with my research right now, I am in the same space, but I'm expanding it to a new direction with immersive technologies.
So cool. Such important mahi. And I feel like, I'm sure, you know, you've been in university long enough to sort of see the effect of that gender inequity in terms of the fields of, you know, not looking at anyone in particular, Faculty of Engineering, but like being in a lecture theatre and seeing that there's a real lack of representation of wahine in those spaces. So cool that there's a lot of research and resources going into this. How young do you think you need to start working with the kids in order for them to feel like they want to work with technology in the future? Like, how young are we talking with the girls that you're working with?
Yes, right now I'm working with girls between the ages of 10 to 14.
Okay, right.
So according to the research, until the age of 10, girls have the same interest in technology as boys.
Right.
And then after that, it starts declining. And if you want to make a real change in their interest in terms of career or just general interest, you have to sort of approach them before the age of 14. So which is why I'm working with girls between the ages of 10 to 14.
Wow, that's so interesting. What do you think it is that's changing at age 10? Is it just what they're encouraged to go into?
Yeah, a part of it is that our society doesn't really see technology or even engineering as like feminine subjects. So like you said, girls are not encouraged. And on the other hand, they also don't have positive, authentic learning experiences with technology. By that I mean, like, at that age, what they learn in classrooms, they don't really have the skill set to apply it to something they care about. So which is why I come in with XR, where I can simulate things. So I am trying to give them an opportunity without the knowledge or the skills to sort of have the feeling like, oh, if I invent a technology, this is what it will look like, and sort of experience the success.
Cool. Yeah, like really putting them within those roles,
Yeah,
experience that feeling of of creating without necessarily having the barrier of like whether they have that knowledge already.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm hoping after the experience they might be inspired to actually go and learn or like go into that sector.
Oh, fascinating. So walk us through a little bit. I know there's a, you've got a program coming up or something that you're working with some kids.
Yeah.
Walk us through what they'll do during that exercise.
Okay, yeah. So in the first phase of this research, what we're doing is we are co-designing a XR experience with girls. So I had my first workshop in November where girls decided what they want the experience to be about. So now it's about them using technology within the virtual environment to save kiwi birds. So it's very...
The kids are okay, you guys.
Yeah, one thing they said in the last workshop was like, because I presented them with like what was reported about New Zealand's environmental problems, you know, deforestation, water contamination.
Mm.
And what they told me was deforestation isn't cute. We want something cute in the game. Make it about animals. And I said, okay. So the next workshop, they're actually going to sort of design the first phase of the game. So how the players will go into the forest and identify problems kiwi birds face. So these workshops are very playful. So they will like play some card games, they will have discussions, and then they will go into a little creative activity where they draw and design the game.
Mm-hmm.
And based on that, I come back home and I develop it the way they want.
Mm. This is so fascinating. And I guess, are you feeling as though, you know, with the rate that technology is sort of developing at and where we're heading with things, it must feel as though it's almost more important than ever that we have that gender representation and we have more girls getting into the world of technology to ensure that, you know, these technological developments and stuff like AI and whatever can best represent everyone and not further gender inequities.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I completely agree with you. Having more women in the sector is definitely important for innovation and bringing that perspective in. And even outside of careers, if you look at now, more than ever, technology is like embedded in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And more the world is driven by technology. So if we have a group of people who are not as confident in technology compared to others, then it's going to affect their daily lives going forward.
Mm.
So yeah, career, getting more women into tech sector is important, but also giving girls this confidence that they can interact with technology, they can create with technology is important for their day-to-day life in the future.
Mm. Oh, so fascinating. So you've got this workshop coming up next week that you're working on. What's the sort of next steps from there in the research?
So right now, the co-design workshop happens in an iterative format.
Yeah.
So like I said, I had the first workshop, I build it, I go to the next group, present what I build, and they design on top of that. So
cool, yeah.
So it's 7 groups of girls.
Wow. Good on you.
So I'm going back and forth with them, and right now I'm building the game, and then I will go into evaluating it.
Mm-hmm.
So I will bring some of the people who participated in co-design process to play the game, and then I will bring some girls who didn't participate.
Mm.
And then I'll see if playing this game will actually have an effect in their confidence.
Mm.
And then also, with the girls who participated in the co-design, I'll be looking at whether they have more ownership over it. They feel like, oh, this is our thing, you know?
Mm.
So, yeah, that's the plan.
Ah, that's so cool. Good on you. Thank you for coming in for a kōrero about your mahi, Pōnima. So cool to learn from you a little bit. And best of luck with the rest of your research.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.